Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels are moisture resistant and can be used anywhere, including walls, attics, and basements. Foamular Insulation Panels are available in multiple sizes to fit your project. Visit Menards.com to shop all foam board insulation. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy show. There is a NFL preseason game. Joe's watching it. I'm not. Which, of course, if you're interested in watching Drake May and Kenny Pickett, well, I got the game for you. It's there for you tonight with the Pats and the Eagles. But we have a big football show besides that because, as I told Joe last night, we start the college win totals tonight. We're going to be heavily involved. I believe Joe wanted to start with the Big Ten, if I remember correctly. So that's where Joe would like to get things cooking tonight. A very limited Major League Baseball slate, but that doesn't mean that there isn't taters to be had. We've already rang the bell with Gunnar Henderson here tonight. And we're looking for guys like Simeon and Royce Lewis in the Texas-Minnesota game that's about to start. Could we get a Schwarber homer maybe at some point as well? That would be very helpful. Joe's looking for some big numbers too. We need that Baltimore and Boston game to open up for Joe. That's what Joe needs. He needs to open up down there in Baltimore. And what a start for the golf. Just a huge start for the golf today at the St. Jude Championship. And our weekend is well underway down there. Because first round leader, Chris Kirk, 90-1. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi.
Hi, Joe. Hi, this is a pistol. You're hot as a pistol, baby. But I'm knocking on the door. Second and goal for these Patriots. These gutless. Drake May sucks. So does Kenny Pickett. But get me 10-10 at halftime, and maybe I can get this all over. Come on! Tempo! Tempo! Tempo, Carver! They're trying to run Ramondre Stevenson every down. Can we get him in the end zone? Oh, with
well,
these
you know what they
want
to do, Joe? They want to run it.
Oh,
they want to run it.
This guy, Mayo, unbelievable. So gutless. Just open it up. It's the preseason.
You could tell he's gonna be a gutless head coach. You could just tell already.
He's a defensive coach, right?
You can already see the why win 31-10 when I can lose 13-10. It's already coming with him.
This is it. This is the team. He's playing for field goals. Look, they have 10 seconds before the 2 minute drill. He don't want to get a playoff. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, bring it in, guys. Bring it in. Is May still out there, Joe? Is May still playing?
He's out there. He's out there. And May hasn't looked bad. He hasn't looked good. He's, you know, I would say average. His biggest play, he's got about a 35-yard completion on a screen. So, there you go. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
You know, I don't know, Carver. I told you, as soon as I play the Baltimore, Boston over, dead on.
How are you not on the Phillies? Phillies 9-1 now. Yeah, Ruiz just hit a homer for not Washington, but they're at a Big 10.
I pulled the trigger. That's why I wanted to bet the Met game. I didn't do that either.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I thought there'd be a lot more going on in this Boston-Baltimore game than there has been. Thankfully, Gunnar Henderson homered, but I thought there'd be a lot more. Can we get Jackson and Holiday in that game too, Joe? Jackson.
I need this Texas game to go over with the over and the football. Otherwise, I'm getting smashed. It's all right. It is what it is.
It is what it is. You know that.
Rubbin's racing. This is it.
Rubbin's racing.
Take an L.
So we are going to do all the Big Ten overs later on. We're going to get very involved in college football, which I know makes Joe very happy, very excited. Joe, I got to start with this. I mean, what a day at the golf.
Christian Kirk. I got football on the mic.
Captain Kirk with the 90-1 first round leader hit today. And I got to tell you, it was a, you talk about a sweat, Joe. You talk about a roller coaster ride up and down. And he was one of the first guys out. That's why I played him. I thought somebody out of the early wave would be a first round leader. He was done at like 1 o'clock or something like that. And I had to wait through all these guys in the afternoon. I'm texting you. Should I cash out? You know, it was probably getting about half or two thirds at one point. And I just I held firm,
no
Joe.
No cash outs.
And we got him. Hideki bogeying 17, thankfully, got me that. But no cash outs, Joe. No cash outs.
All right, there you go. You got it. Can I get this over tonight?
Joe just puts it to the side. Forget this. Can I just get this over?
We threw you bouquets. Everybody on Twitter, great. Hey, Carver, you're the best. One guy said, you're going to root in my place tonight. Probably not, he said.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm rooting in all your plays. Come on.
Who's this?
Rooting him in.
Fangio. Eats iron and crap steel. Good old Vic. What do we got?
Just talk to Vic about his year in Miami. See what he thinks about that.
Yeah. How about in Denver when he was so afraid to score 20 points per game? Can I get a touchdown here? Can I get a little something? What are we doing? It's a 2-minute drill in a preseason game. Come on.
Can we get him something? Let's go here. Get him something. What do you got, that game in the 40s? Is that what you need?
Yeah. Look. Run it, Drake May. Get in there. He scored. Touchdown. All right. We got life.
There you go, Joe. Root it in.
That's it.
Root it in.
Can gutless Kenny Pickett lead a 2-minute drill? He sucks.
Who's going to play in the second half for Philly?
It'll be either Will Grier or Tanner McKee.
Tanner McKee's a human. Don't you dare talk up Tanner McKee. Don't you dare talk him up.
Turn it over.
Please.
Well, I need points. I don't care how I get them. Will Greer's a gunslinger, too. I don't care.
He's a gunslinger.
Let me just tell you this. Get Kenny Pickett, deer in the headlights. As soon as he gets a little pressure, he's scrambling. Unbelievable. You want to talk about a guy that just, as soon as a little pressure comes, he's scrambling. He doesn't know what he's doing. Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs, Joe says. He's like scrambled eggs.
He's afraid. He holds the ball too long. He stares down his first look. He's not checking down. I mean, you know what? The Steelers made a very good choice in cutting them loose. Seriously. Bad decisions. Terrible. Deer in the headlights. Not NFL ready. I don't know if he's not breaking down game film. I don't know if he's out partying. I don't know if he wants to be in there. He shows like he's not prepared on any level.
Man, you're getting all over him.
Well, Show me something. Lead a 2-minute touchdown.
Schwarber's leading off here. Can he homer for the Phillies here?
Sure. Always about you. Off? Oh yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, you've turned it about you, so you know,
no,
why not?
I could get a little second.
I could get a little cherry on top here today. Can I get a little cherry on top?
See, Kirk, 90-1. I did it. I said it. Me. Baltimore. What happened
to
Baltimore?
How'd you like that? One I sent you last night, late night, with Riley and and Fitzy from the Giant Brave game?
That was a good one.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going on a Thursday night. SiriusXM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Yeah. 844-843-6879 is the number. What's the matter, Joe? I hear you're huffing and puffing over there. What's wrong?
Pickett, he's terrible. He's horrible. This guy's,
yeah, you know.
He's just so bad.
Touchdown, Kenny. You know, that ain't going to be good for the Eagles if Hurts goes down.
He's just so bad. These guys, like, and they pumped up this guy, like, to say, all the Steeler fans were all excited. Oh, we got Kenny Pickett, ACC champion. Where's the glove? The fake slide against Wake Forest.
Can Simeon hit one out here to start this off, Joe, for
it's
Texas?
Always about you, see? Just always about you.
Kenny?
Sure.
He owes me one after hitting that one off the top of the wall the other night.
There we go.
At Fenway.
Great. All right, great.
He owes me one. Hey.
Could I get a pick six? I'll take it.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I know you saw this today because you sent it to me. And I wanted to, before we get into the fun college football stuff later on in the show, I figured I'd bring this up with you now.
Okay.
What did you think of that story that the college football commissioners are all going to get together and talk about a postseason, secondary postseason style tournaments a la the NIT for the basketball? They come up with a lot of bad ideas, Joe. There's no doubt about that. But when you think about it a little bit more, would you rather watch, an 8-team or a 16-team postseason tournament with maybe a little bit of juice on the line, as opposed to the Mayo Bowl or the WhoCares.com Bowl or the Armed Forces Bowl or this bowl or the Boca Raton Bowl? These games are nonsense.
I know. And this is going to be better. The NIT. Oh, the Group of Five teams. Come on. Can we stop? We haven't even gotten 1 year with the 12-team playoff. They're already trying to change it up. This is sickening. Sickening. The regular season's going to be worthless. Unbelievable. Give me
I wouldn't
Will
say
Greer.
The regular season's going to be worthless.
Can I get Will Greer in?
Man, you want Touchdown Kenny out of there that bad, huh?
He sucks. God, I'm telling you, he sucks. Really?
I mean, I'm obviously going to root this stuff in for you, Joe. I don't understand how you can get involved in these preseason games.
What did I miss here, Carver?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Is this game? What happened? Is there a storm brewing?
You can guarantee I don't have it on. So
we got
that much
another
we know.
Storm in the preseason
in the Foxborough area. Is that right?
I don't know. It says after the storm. I don't know what's going on here. What are we doing?
Is there anybody on the field, Joe? Is the field empty? What's happening
know.
To you? Are you going to force me to turn this on?
I don't know what's going on.
So maybe
on.
It's halftime. What's the problem?
I don't know.
It says right here, halftime, 10-3. What's...
I don't know, because I'm watching...
What are you watching, the local news there? What do you got on?
I'm saying after storm. What storm are we talking about? Anyway. See, everybody's saying it. All about me, me, me.
Hey, listen, you know.
Everybody's saying it. That's it. I'm glad that the people know.
Got to fill the coffer somewhere. Yeah. I mean, we got to.
Irish Hammer.
I mean, come on. Are you on the over in this Texas-Minnesota game?
I'm not going to answer you because somehow I think you're wishing me bad. You want me to lose these games.
Why would I want you to lose? Why would you say that? It's not nonsense.
I don't know. The people feel it. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I'm sitting here. I want to root it in for you.
Nah, I don't think you do.
Let's get a 3-run homer here. Are you on the over in this game or not?
I'll give you one guess. What do you think?
I hope so. I think we can get some runs here tonight.
31 points in this football game. 31.
See, that's a problem.
Excuse me. We got 13. I need 31, yeah. Jersey Joe.
What, did you alt it? You must have alted it then, right?
Of course I alted it.
Why couldn't you just play this one straight?
I didn't want to play it straight. I wanted to alt it. If you like it at 33.5, you got to love it at 43.5.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily for a preseason game how I would look at it.
We'll see. Some of these kids in the second half are fighting for jobs. Kids are scratching on their fingernails to get a touchdown.
Scratching and clawing, Joe.
Scratching and clawing. Now, give me the guys that want to fight.
Scratching and clawing.
That's what I want to see. The kids that want to play their hearts out. Gutless Kenny Pickett. He's sitting fat. Big contract. That's it.
Sitting fat, Joe. Sitting fat. That's all it is. All right.
Fat.
Can this Garcia hit a 3-run homer for you, Joe? Let's go.
Sure, why not?
Get it started in the first. Set the table early. Give him the Granny Smith. Come on.
I'll take it.
Give him the Granny Smith.
Bases loaded.
No, one more for the bases loaded. You asked for the Granny Smith.
Garcia.
Nobody on base.
So. Come on, Garcia.
Hey, Bobby. Bobby.
Come on. I've been hit with I just feel I've been smacked. In play. Is it gone?
Here we go.
101 mile an hour ground
ball. Good exit velo.
It's a hit, Carver. We got runners.
All right.
1-0.
Run in, right? 1-0, Texas.
Right,
let's go. There you go, Garcia. Oh, yeah. He smoked it, Joe.
I need 31 points in the football.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I just...
Don't say that, Carver.
You should have altered the under, not the over.
A lot of mushes.
Think about
there.
Who you're asking for, Joe. Kenny Pickett, Drake May, you know.
Milton,
would you say
Milton.
Will Greer? Like, come on. And you know this Mayo. He's going to run this clock down in the second half. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio.
I'm sick of myself when I look at you.
All right, Joe.
Let's go.
Thursday night on the grid. Bases loaded for the Rangers here.
Is that Jung?
Jung at the plate. Bases loaded, one out. What do you do, Joe, on the ColecoVision? You're watching it.
Fly.
It's all right. We got to run.
Yeah, it's not
gonna run. Small bites, Joe. It's the first inning. Small bites. Small bites.
2-0 in the San Francisco game. It
ended
6-0.
By the way, Sox got a couple on here, Joe. If you get the homer here, we can get the 4-4. You got life here, Joe. You got life.
Can I get the Granny Smith? One out. Can I get the Granny Smith?
You got Romy up here. Romy Gonzalez up. Okay.
Come on, Gonzalez.
I'm rooting it in. Let's go.
Come on, Gonzalez. Come on, kid. Sit dead red. Forget the curve. Just come on. Get that Gorilla Glue off your shoulder. Let's go. Come on.
You're buying in, by the way, Joe, while you're waiting for all this to happen.
God.
The Matias' Falcons are just rising up the boards here. I mean, everyone's back in the Falcons after two big acquisitions.
Let's
and they,
go,
you know,
baby.
they get Matthew Judon. They get Simmons, they signed as well today. I mean, they're putting the defense with the offense. It's all happening in Atlanta, up to 11-1 to win the NFC, the sixth choice
That's
on the
it.
Board.
That's
Everybody's
it.
In. Everybody's all in.
The only question mark is their gutless quarterback, huh? Kirk Cousins that hasn't won anything. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Give it to them, Carver. Give it to them. That's it. It's happening. What?
Sounds like we have Matias with us tonight. So maybe, I know last night Matias had some problems.
I'm ready to rock and roll. The party has started. Bird call. Caw-caw! Caw-caw! Bird call, baby. We're coming in. We're coming in.
Joey gave me the bird call. Joey gave me the bird call, Joe.
Let's go, baby. Joe, you better jump on board. Don't be a hater, Joe. Let's make some money.
Fly swatter. Okay?
Let me find something that I can root for the Falcons here this year. Hold on. Play them to win the NFC. They're not going to win the NFC.
Take Bijan.
You can't play them to win the NFC.
I can't play them to win the NFC. How about alt win totals? Let's see if we can find something here. Alt win totals.
Go up the ladder, Carver. Go up the ladder.
Over 10.5 plus 172. What do we got this year?
One of the easiest schedules in the NFL this year.
Wow, there you hear it, Joe. One of the easiest.
It's it.
It's in the bag, baby.
Every game is a gimme. That's it. They don't even have to show up. Kirk Cousins
home for
doesn't
home.
Even
Pittsburgh, that's a win. Philly, that's a loss. Kansas City, this is not an easy start. Gutless Saints, Bucks, Panthers, Seahawks, Bucks, Cowboys, Saints, Broncos. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're going to wind up selling.
5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, I got him at 12, 13 wins, Joe. I mean, this is...
There you go, boy. There you go.
This is not out of the question. I think we ult them over 12.5 at plus 430. They might be the one seed in the NFC. They'll be a one seed in the NFC and lose in the home game in the second round to a good wild card team.
There's no way I'm doing that. I'm not taking the Falcons in any capacity.
What's their number to be? The one seed in the NFC. Let's see. Let's see if we got that. For us here. They got so many win specials. Let's go. Where is it? To be the one seed. Where do they have that? On the conferences, Joe? Is that where they keep that hidden?
Yeah, conferences.
Okay, let's see conferences. To be the number one seed, Atlanta, plus 950.
Yeah, take it, guy. Basic. Come on.
That's Joe's type of number. Come on, Joe. Let's take a ride.
No.
Who got a hit? Romy?
Is it a hit?
I don't know. You're the one who's a hit.
It's a double play. It's a double play.
Oh, that was the worst outcome.
See, you put the kibosh on.
We can't have this, man.
Here we go with Sirianni now. Nick Sirianni, here we go.
Can't have it. Plus 950. Best be the one seed in the NFC.
Not doing
Let's
it.
Go.
Overrated.
Come on. Well, then I'll do it then. I'll do it. I ain't a scared.
You're hot.
I ain't a scared. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, off
what
the
happened?
Wall.
A hit?
Well, Castro homered for the Twins, Joe, to start things off.
All right.
In the top of the second inning. Wow, they're bringing this guy around. Inside the park home run for Farmer for the Twins. 2-2.
All right.
Now, that's got to be a legit. Now, I don't know if they'll give whoever that was in center field. He butchered that ball out there. Man, if you... I was going to play Farmer tonight, too. It hits off the wall, Joe. Let's see if he bobbles us and they're going to give him an error. Or if he doesn't, I think it just blows by him. Yeah, that's Tavares just, he bobbled it out there.
Come on. Eagles are driving. Tanner McKee.
Yeah, Tanner McKee in there. This was from Warren Sharp. Kenny Pickett had 11 first-half completions.
Yeah, great.
Those, okay. He says, those insanely averaged 0.7 yards, air yards a completion. 0.7.
Yeah, it's not what
17
not
total dropbacks, four sacks taken, minus 0.48 EPA a dropback, 5.2 yards per attempt, 4.8 yards per attempt. That's pathetic, Joe.
That's and the kids in the league, how many years? Three? Like, give me a break now. I mean, what are you doing? You got to be kidding me. Like, seriously. Like, this is what I mean by kids that don't, they come into the league to just walk through the motions, or guys that really care about winning. Like you're a quarterback, an experienced guy. You're a starter. You're checking down in a preseason game. Bob, come on, McKee. Here we go with the run. Every play.
Yeah, they gave Farmer a triple, Joe, and then an error on Tavares allowed him to score.
Well, he still scored.
Should be an inside the park homer.
It still counts. 2-2.
Doesn't count if you bet him to homer.
Well, did you bet him to homer?
No, I didn't.
All right, so then you're good. Come on, this game needs
somebody
to open
might have.
Up here. This game needs to open up.
Which game?
The Eagle game. We got some
Joe,
life. Get
I got. I really want to. I want to help you root things in tonight. I really do. That I cannot believe that you added that Eagle Patriot game to your card tonight.
Good. There he is. Come on, Shipley. Get up the field. Look at this. The kid.
Like. You watched the Patriot game last week, right? I mean, it was just... That guy Mayo can't wait to get off the field.
Is that John Ross, 83 for the Eagles? Is he hurt again?
He's still in the league?
I don't know. Well, Ross, who is that for the Eagles, 83? Is that John Ross? I think it is.
Combine legend?
Combine legend. Him and Mike Mamula. For the Eagles.
Mike Mamula.
Is he with John Ross?
Combine legend.
Yep. That was him. Glass house, chandelier.
5-1 Orioles. 5-1
right,
Orioles.
Come on now. Come on. This McKee.
Little giddy up here.
Did he get this? Did they give it to him? Did they give him the right foot or the left foot? Oh, this
what
ref.
Are you,
look
what are you looking at?
You gotta be kidding me. What a gutless call. This McKee, 6'5", he fumbles it. Look at this gutless hack. He sucked under David Shaw, and he sucks with the Eagles. Guy can't even take a snap. All right, come on. Give me some. These guys are pathetic. Seriously, you talk about guys that don't want to be in the league. That's him right there. Gutless quarterbacks. There's a ton of them.
I can't stand gutless quarterbacks.
Give me the kid that wants to sit in there, take a couple of shots, and throw the ball down the field. Give me that guy. Preseason game, he's checking down on a 2 yards bubble screen. Like, really?
Man, Kepler just missed another homer for the Twins. Just missed. This Bradford on the Rangers is in big trouble, Joe.
Good. Good. Smash him.
But it doesn't matter because you have all this tied to the football.
Carver, the football has got 28 minutes left almost.
The football game's Stop. Over.
Oh, my God. Talk about kryptonite on my side.
I'm sorry.
Guys, kryptonite. You,
why would you kryptonite. Play that to 41 and a half?
Because 43 and a half.
Even Think worse. I wouldn't have played it to 21 and a half.
All right, you're starting to upset me. You really. See? All of a sudden, Mr. Your nickname should be the Prophet. Okay?
Not me.
Nostradamus. Nostradamus.
Not me.
That's it. What's going to happen tomorrow? Huh? Come on, tell me. Nostradamus. Oh, you should have did this. You should have did that.
But it's just we watch these. We spend all August looking at these awful games. I mean, why are we trying to bump them up to 43 and a half? Can I get 43 and a half right now? What are the odds on 43 and a half right now? All total points. Let's go. How high will they let me go, Joe?
They had it up to 60.
43 and a half right now is 20 to 1.
Jeez. I got it at plus 330.
20 to 1.
Who's this? Tanner McKee working with the center. He was gutless. Tanner McKee cost me money 2 years ago against Oregon. I altered him all the way up to like 24 and a half. They got boat raced. Kid was deer in the headlights. Oh, there he is. Cooper DeJean. Gordy Lockbaum.
I like how Ohio's. I don't know why. Why did Ohio State need to announce that Will Howard was going to be the quarterback? Wasn't that just assumed?
No, I guess not. Hey, let me tell you. Not sold on Will Howard either, to be honest with you. But that's me. Fumble! Get it! Get it! These guys are pathetic. Drake May. These guys are gutless. All right. This is what happens when you bet gutless quarterbacks. I figured he would be a turnover machine. Cooper DeJean. Can't wait until we talk about Big Ten football. Second hour. Great.
I know you're very excited.
No, you're waiting for a segue to say, oh, this game's over. Say it again. The game's over.
And I'm not saying it anymore. You're getting mad.
I want you to say.
You know how I feel about these dopey games. And I want you to, I don't know why you didn't just take the three baseball games and boom, boom, boom.
Because I would have lost the three baseball games. What do you mean, boom, boom, boom?
What do you mean you would have lost? This game's not over. It's 5-1 Orioles. What's the problem? What do you need there? 12, 13, 14 runs?
Nah, 10 and a half.
Ah, I mean, come on. You got gas here.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
I mean, I can't get 24 up in the Patriot game. Go deep, young man. Go deep. Catch it. He caught it. Oh, he dropped it. This hack, Baker. Oh.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. So next hour we will, Joe, get into all the win totals for the Big Ten.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
We're excited about that. So we're going to get that.
I am excited because you know, next week it starts, Carver. Next week it starts.
Next week it does start. You're 100% right about that. Next week it starts.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Are we doing it now? No. Next.
No, I'm saying at the top of the hour. I'm saying, are you ready for it to start? Tomorrow is the last football-free summer Friday on Carver and Lisi. It's the last one.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Because next Friday we have to pick two games.
Next Friday we got to pick two games. Okay. All right.
Georgia Tech, Florida State, and SMU, Nevada. The other two games we can't pick. They're too awful.
Okay.
Can't pick them.
Can we see the play? What is going on over here? Like, really, Carver, I can't take this. I really can't take this.
What's the matter?
The football game. There's a flag on the play. I got to watch A.J. Brown in street clothes, you know, coaching up the talent. Like, really, I don't need to see that. I need to see when A.J. Brown is suited up. That's when I need to see A.J. Brown. Him hanging out, talking with the guys on the sidelines, have no desire. I don't care if it's a local broadcast. Show me the game. 46 seconds between plays. Like, what are we doing here? Him and Devontae Smith.
Because the plays don't matter in the preseason. They don't care. Here's how little the preseason matters.
Yeah.
Did you see that McVay's not even going to coach the Rams tomorrow on Saturday night?
Okay, that's great, Carver. Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. When Wembanyama and Bronny, okay, come into the G League games are about to start. We got to bet them. Right? But because it's preseason football, We, you know, then it's meaningless.
I'm not banging any G League.
But Bronny,
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at the way Wemby just glides with Pop. Oh my God! Look at the G League games.
I would never in my life.
All I need is this hack to get a first down. Throw it deep.
Well, you need more than a first down.
Carver, we're driving. You see, unlike you, I always believe in optimism. The glass is always half full with me. I told you. You know, you get me hot. You know I love you. I would never be mad at you. But if for the sake of the show, I know what you're trying to do. I'm a stone-cold killer. I've been in way too many of these. I'm going to nail this over tonight. Unlike you trying to drag me down like Eberflus. I know it. I could feel it. The negativity. You got like that Dr. Evil grin on because you hit the golf and you hit a couple
it's
of
things. It's got nothing to do with that. I just don't. I don't know. I hate that this is what you're rooting for because it just has no chance at all. I just hate that this is what you're trying to root in.
He did it again. Did it again with the under.
It's got chance.
No shot. Right?
No shot.
24 up. Just, we got a shot. 24 up. I killed
it. It's 10-3.
Carver, we're 6 minutes in the third. Get up the field.
Joe, there's...
I can't. I need... That's it. Serenity now, right now. That's it. Look, here we go. Jake Elliott, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown.
I mean, there might not be another point scored in that game.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I love this guy. Love this guy. We're inside the
30. All right, did you, as I was saying to you, did you see what that McVay's not going to coach? He's
so
going to let.
What does that mean? That McVay's
going to let
all the game.
Aubrey Pleasant serve as the head coach.
Okay, so he's getting them experience. Go for this. 4th-and-1 on the 1. Okay, so what's bad with that? We always talk about giving assistant coaches an opportunity to gain experience as head coaches. That's a perfect opportunity. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, but it goes to show that the preseason games don't matter.
You make it sound like McVay is not going to be in the building.
He's going upstairs.
Okay. So he's still evaluating the talent.
Hmm.
No? 4th-and-1.
I guess.
Here
I
we
suppose.
Go. How many 4th downs? McKee looks lost. Oh, man. This kid's lost. Run it again.
I just don't want you to hurt yourself.
Did we get the first
down?
Hopefully we did.
I mean.
Jeez. All right. Let's
you think Stetson Bennett will throw 4 picks again this weekend?
Yeah, that was.
I didn't get your thoughts on his tape. Like I asked you all the other bad quarterbacks the other day.
He's not a first year guy.
He
took time off because he had personal issues. Carver, it's good to just see him back out there. All right, we know we've got.
Suddenly now this is a Hallmark show. All right, now we're all okay. So now we're, that's it. So now it's let's feel for the guy. Where you know?
Well, what do you mean feel for the guy? The kid played his ass off. He threw 4 picks and he overcame the adversity and threw the game winner. That's what you want to see. He's back out there. Is he? The kid's fighting.
You could say it. He's a hump. Just say it. He's a hump. Say it.
National championship.
Say it. He's a hump.
National champion. Here we go with this. Look at this. We're gonna stretch this chain out. How long here? Yeah. All right.
4th-and-1. What?
He got it. Look at this. Yeah, unbelievable. Look. Tanner McKee thinks he's playing.
Got the chain gang out there? The old guys brought the chains out?
The old guys. Like, really, these guys. 14 links. Come on. Look at these guys running off the field. Can't get anybody younger to do the job, I guess.
They're not using the new technology for that game?
Nah, I guess not. Tanner McKee looks lost.
Chips in the ball? Who are the chips in the ball?
Chip, that's a big blue question. He was a big proponent of the chips in the ball. Here we go. What are we doing now?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio.
Jesus.
Sirius XM 159. 11-3 Phillies.
Jeez.
Yeah, putting a beating on Washington tonight. 2-2 Twins and the Rangers in the top of the third. You've got 5-1 Orioles, bottom eight. That's it for the baseball tonight.
They reviewed this in the football and gave it back to Drake May in New England. 4th and 1. They gave him the first down. Gerard Mayo, he challenged it, and they overturned. How they saw that this was indisputable video evidence that he didn't make it is absolutely mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
Congrats, Carver, you did it. You put the kibosh.
Oh, I didn't do it. Let me just tell you something. You could sit there and say that, and if you want to, that's fine. But I'm going to let you know right now, the kibosh was put on you the moment that you hit the green button there and accepted the wager. That's when the kibosh went on.
Yeah, the kibosh was
because
you.
Like, you these know, games, like, these games are absolute, no doubt about it, dead unders every single night. Do you get a needle in a haystack like that Denver game last week? Sure, you get that once in a blue moon in the preseason. These games are awful. They're pathetic. They're unwatchable, and they all go under, Joe. That's it.
All right,
because
we'll
the coaches don't care, and they want to leave. That's why.
We'll see. Tough guy.
They want to get the hell out of there as fast as they possibly can without anybody getting injured. That's it. Case closed.
I'm not going to comment.
Case closed.
I'm not going to comment.
So what, on Saturday are you going to watch all these games? You got 100 games on Saturday. You're going to be bouncing all over the place.
I guess I will because I love the game, all right? I love the game.
Aw, don't give me that. I love the game stuff. That's not a real game. This is garbage, this stuff.
This is still football, Corbin.
No, it's not.
These are
just
second and third teamers fighting for jobs.
Yeah, good for them. Go fight at practice.
These teams suck.
Exactly.
Can't watch this.
The Phillies are doing that gimmick tonight. You know how like teams do this sometimes? They put the broadcast team out in the stands, Joe. You know how the teams do this? Yeah, the Phillies are doing that tonight. They're bringing them Dippin' Dots in the ice cream helmet, and they got all the big spread out to John Kruk and Tom McCarthy out there.
John Kruk.
Kruk does
big
the Philly
lefty,
games.
Number 19, Kruk.
That's right.
John Kruk.
You know your history. Very good.
Him,
good job.
Lenny Dykstra, Dutch Dalton, the late Dutch Dalton.
Yeah. All right.
This is terrible.
I'm going to throw the Texas game back on, Joe. Get a little. Hopefully we can get some.
At least college football's back. Maybe we got a shot. Oh, man, this is pathetic.
I know we got excited that Chris Kirk was the first round leader. Do you want to know who's right behind him? Who's trailing?
Malnati.
What did Malnati do today? I tell you, I didn't see his name once on the board. I'll scroll to the bottom because that's probably where he is. Actually, how about this? I'm scrolling up a little bit here, Joe. Where is he? Tied for 12, 3 under. 1,000 to 1.
Jeez.
Play him?
No.
Probably would have got a good cash out tonight. Let's see what his number is. We got Malnati yet. If he was 1,000 to 1, and he's now. Jeez, he's still 400 to 1, so. 400 to 1, and he's 3 shots back.
I don't know. I'm going to bet him he's going to go down like a dart.
Probably, Joe. Go down like a dart. See ya. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.